Hello and welcome back to Ola Bonjour Konnichiwa, the podcast. How are we getting on, Audrey? How are you?
Hey, hey, we're all good. Look, I have like autumnal. That was an extra
autumnal.
Syllable.
Yeah. Autumnal
plaid. Shirt. We're in now. It's autumn. It's October.
And I have the fourth arc fleece that everyone and their granny has.
I actually could have just as easily been wearing that one.
I saw that in a story the other day. I was like, I can't even go, she copied me, because everyone has them. It's so embarrassing. Oh, even like going into Aldi and everyone has the fourth arc. No, it's great for Rosie, but like you're kind of walking past someone, you're like, oh, fourth arc.
Someone was telling me that between gym plus coffee and fourth arc, they just have the school run totally stitched up. Like that is school run uniform. Is fourth arc and gym plus coffee, which is true.
Now I will say I do love them. I love the fourth arc fleeces. I just think the Lennox one is I like that it's longer and it comes down over your arse. Anyway, this isn't an ad for fourth arc, so let's move on. I'm just going off into it.
So, unless, of course, Rosie, you're listening and you want to send us out a few.
Listen, because Rosie, we're fantastic models, as you can see.
I tell you what, I'm tempted, but I won't. I'm tempted to open up the wardrobe right behind me. I have all of them lined up, and I have six of them now, all have lined up in a little row, all the different colours, because I've bought them in different seasons. So, I have, at different times, a black one, the teddy one is the new one, the khaki green, the raspberry, it's blue, but they don't call it blue. They call it like sea breeze or something. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. But it looks... Yeah, sea foam. That's right. Basic. And the raspberry. Yeah, so I have a little...
There's a gorgeous pink one, actually, as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but they don't have that in the Linux. I don't like the shorter one. I prefer the longer one.
I love the... And I prefer the other ones. I prefer the short ones.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't like my arse on show.
We'll move on from the non-fourth arc for a moment.
Yes, we will. How are you getting on anyway? You were back to Body Slims now this week, were you?
Yes. So obviously I missed week one of Body Slims, which I actually I found it harder to get into week two, and I'm disappointed in myself. Now, I've got into it. I'm not as good. I'm raging because everyone that did Body Slims in week one, and I mean this honestly, anyone that messaged me said they lost 5 pounds in the first week. I know. Five pounds.
That's all water.
And I don't know, but I wish I had lost 5 pounds.
But look, the first week though, you were in New York, so you have to make allowances for that. That week is gone. You can't try when you're on holidays. This week then, it's always going to be harder to get in because you probably feel you're playing catch up to everyone
else. I do a bit.
All these ones that are getting on to saying, oh, I lost this, I lost that. And you're going, oh, and then the pressure is on. And I find when the pressure is on, instead of motivating me, I kind of go...
Sometimes you rebel against it,
Yeah, and you kind of go, well, there's no point now. I'm already 2 days into the week and I haven't done any walks and it's too cold now and it's raining and yeah.
Yeah, you're basically the speech bubble that's coming out of my brain. I had a bit of that and then I felt a bit sick. I was a bit flu-y. It's rainy. It's like I'm walking around looking for excuses. If I'm up and I'm like, oh, you know, the sky's a bit grey. That's me done for the day. So, you know, it's hard. So I weigh in tomorrow. I would honestly hope that I'm at least 2 pounds down purely on the fact that the week previous I was eating pizzas, bagels and... hot dogs. So I'm hoping, and I think if I see even a little loss on the scale, I actually think that'll be the kicker, the motivator.
It's a brilliant loss. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be happy.
I was talking to Colin there about weight loss and stuff like this, and we are, as women, I've said this numerous times, we're so conditioned from all these weight loss groups that it's like, oh well, if you're not down every week, you're failing, or if you're not down a decent amount, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, realistically. To lose 2 or 3 pounds every week is huge.
I'd be very happy if it was 2 pounds gone now tomorrow, and I think it would be the motivator I needed. Because I remember on my first round of Body Slims, week three was the sweet week. That's when everything clicked into place. That's when it all just started working. Yeah. So I'm really hopeful it'll be the same again this time around, that week three I just kick into my groove and kind of just get into it.
And it's hard to get motivated as well. Honest to God, I was so good with the walks. I still haven't gone walking. I'm on my third, maybe going into my fourth week now of no walks. And
It's the weather change and the darker mornings. It's very hard.
But I find that when you stop, it's harder to get going again. Yeah. There's no reason why I can't go for the walk again. As I said before, I have the treadmill. Get up on the treadmill.
I actually, but I'm like, hate the treadmill. Like, I hate it. I think it talks to me, and it's like, look at you, sad feck.
Yeah.
You're going
like,
around.
I remember
Look me
I
in
bought
either.
that my that treadmill. I think it was in the height of lockdown, and it was like a home store in Moore. You know, when it's gone, it's gone. This massive treadmill for
And
€300.
you
And you
wish
know,
it
I
was
was
gone
like,
now.
my God, it was like, do you remember the height of lockdown where you had to have paint and you had to have the garden furniture just because everyone else was getting it? And then I saw this and I was like, oh, like, you're not allowed to go outside your 2 kilometer radius. And you know me, I'm such an avid walker. I'm always going past that. Like, I better get a treadmill. And I never used that treadmill. I maybe used it in the last 6 months, maybe once or twice, but I never used it from the whole during lockdown. Not at all. My clothes hang off it. Lately, for Instagram, I'm using it as a bit of a catwalk because I pushed it right up against the bedroom window. So the lighting is fantastic there. So
Oh
I'm literally posing on it now, but I'm not walking on it. But I need to do that because I don't feel I feel very sluggish as well. I felt
I
great when I was
know.
out doing the walks, like, and I just feel ugh.
I remember putting up on my page, oh, does anyone know how much a treadmill would be or where I could get one? And my friend wrote back going, I have one here, you can have it. And I actually think I was fucking raging. I actually think I was raging. I was thinking, I was hoping people would say, oh, like they're €5,000, you couldn't possibly ever. And then
Yeah.
she just gave me hers, and it's here now taunting me.
Yeah.
Every day it's like, there you are. You haven't gone for a walk again today. You
Yeah.
could literally walk on me and watch TV at the same time.
Yeah.
But no. So
One
I don't
day
know. But
we have to ease
it's
ourselves into it.
it's the weirdest mental block, isn't it? Because all we need to do is put our earphones in, put our coats on, and step outside the door. Yeah, it's like there's a force field that just stops you from doing it. It's so strange. It's a
Yeah.
really,
Or
I don't know.
I constantly fool myself into thinking I don't have the time. I'm so busy. Like, I could go into the bathroom and I could scroll Instagram for you for an hour, not a bother,
I
sitting on the
know. I've
toilet.
done it.
Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah.
Like, whereas I can't just walk, get out the door and walk even around the estate or something. Like, but sure, look, we'll get there. I'm hoping that something will click in me and I'll be able to get back. We might motivate each other now, Audrey, this week. We'll try.
Because I have an awards due next Friday. That crept up on me. I remember saying ages ago, I have 4 weeks of the awards. I'll be down half a stone by then. It's next Friday. And I will try on the dresses I have, actually. If they fit, I'm not buying anything new. They'll do.
Yeah.
But otherwise, well, I may need
They
to
probably
buy
will
them.
though. Have you tried on are those have you tried those dresses recently? Like,
No, the last time I wore the dress was in 2018. So I've had a kid since then and a hysterectomy. So, like,
be
I don't
grand.
know.
Be
We'll see. We'll see.
Oh God. So anyway, this week what I wanted to just have a quick little chat about, because I know we were talking about it before, was the school applications, right? So I was talking to obviously other autism parents about this, right? And someone said to me a couple of days ago about you and me, right? About how it's funny that we're so similar, I suppose, similar in age, you know, we're married, we have the kids near enough the same age, and funny, we're both looking for our kids to get their place in junior infants, right? But the difference is obviously Charlie is autistic, and the difference of not how easy it is for you and Hugh, like, but and the difference for the likes of me and Charlie, right? Now, obviously, I'm not saying anything at all about that, right? But I'm just saying, like, the difference. So, like, ideally, you have your schools picked out that you want Hugh to go to. So you applied to them. Like, you probably would have applied to two or three, maybe, or something, right? I had to apply to 30 schools, right? And
Wow.
I'm telling you, this week, if I'm being honest, this week has really tested me this week. Like, I would have thought that I'm well able to handle stuff, but this week nearly knocked me. Now, this week was nearly as bad as when Charlie got diagnosed with autism. And I think because one, I wasn't feeling 100% anyways, a bit sick as well, right? So that's one part of it. And then I knew this school thing was coming up. So during the week, I was so organized. I was printing off my reports. I was having everything there. I'd all the birth certs ready. I had my piles of paper ready to go. I bought my envelopes. I had them all. Literally, all I had to do was post them, just waiting for the application forms to come out on the Monday, print them, fill them out, post them. So what happened first? Oh, the printer broke on me first. The printer went off, and I was like, oh, you know, I said, oh, you know, maybe it's ink or something, right? That printer I wouldn't use from, like, very rarely we use the printer. And the one time I needed the printer packs it. That was great. I got another printer off my sister-in-law. That was working for a while. The ink ran out on that. I was like,
wow.
Everything went wrong for me. Just everything. So anyway, then Charlie was a bit sick as well. So it was just, it was a house of misery for the whole weekend. So anyway, came to, you know, the applications were open and all. And I was, you can do a lot of them online. But the thing that annoyed me so much, right, there was, actually, there was only about three schools where you could apply online, fill out your form, send it, because you obviously need to send off your report and they want a birth cert and all this. The first thing that annoyed me was that every school wanted an original birth cert that they would photocopy and send back to you.
Yeah, well,
I don't have 30 original birth certs, right?
No.
To go in and buy a birth cert is €20 per birth
cert. I know,
cert,
yeah.
Right? So I'm not doing that, right? So anyway, copied them, sent off, whatever. That was that. Then I had to print off 30 of the reports, right? And just for an example there now, right? So the report, my one of the reports that I have is 13 pages, right? 13 pages by 30 schools is 390 pages, 30
oh my God.
Birth certificates, and 30 letters with my proof of address is what they ask us for, right? And I was like, this cannot be normal. That's 450 pages that I had to print out, right? Not including the cost of the ink, the cost of all my broken printers, the cost of paper, the
wow,
cost of envelopes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you know
when
what
you
I mean?
Say it like that, like, yeah.
And I was going, do you know what? My autobiography wouldn't be 450 pages.
Well, it could be at this stage.
But I was going, it's not as easy as just, oh, log online and apply
oh,
to that school.
I know.
It's so much hassle. Like, so that was that. That was grand. So I had, I don't know if you have to, I presume you have to do this as well. You can fill in an expression of interest form before the date of the applications.
No.
Did you do that? Oh, well, I do that anyway. Like, you can do it online. You go onto the school's website and there's an expression of interest form. So you register his name, whatever.
Well, I
and
hope then, no.
I know, you're grand, I'd say. But anyway, they get on then and they said, look, applications are open. You filled out the expression of interest. Here's the application form, blah, blah, blah. But just to let you know, at the moment, our classes are full and there are no places available. But you're throwing an application anyway and you'll be put on a waiting list, right?
How were the classes full before the thing even opened?
Because some kids might be moving on and stuff like that. Don't, Audrey, there's only 6 places in these classes. And
wow.
There are, I will be honest with you, out of all the schools I've applied to, 3 schools only have places. And at that, they have 4 places. One school has 4 places, right? Priority, of course, will go to kids that have siblings in the school. Charlie's an only child. Another school, which I was so disappointed about, a fairly big school now down here. New enough school, modern school, everything. So I got onto them and they were like, no, we're not actually opening any class at all next September. And I was like, what?
Oh.
And she's like, yeah, they're not opening any class at all now next September. So the only thing she can do, would I like her to send me something in writing? So that I can get onto the scene to tell her, so that I can go, look, I did apply here, but they've no places. And I was like,
how would that help you? How would
I don't
that,
know. What? This is what I said. So I was like, okay. But then I was like, okay. So I don't know. I tell you, the stress now levels were
and,
through
the
roof. This
the
week.
School that Charlie's in now for ECCE, how many choices did I have?
Well, their website wasn't updated. So anyway, we went into the school. Well, my husband went into the school and he got an application form for them, but like they didn't kind of give an indication. I don't think there's places there. And there's other kids that have siblings there as well. So they're going to, they'll get it over Charlie. So I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know, to be honest.
Wow.
So it's,
and
like,
how soon will they let you know when, what
I think they let, I think with every, all schools said they'll, like yours, you as well, now they'll leave us all know by November, the middle of November, whether you have a place or not. But the schools that I got onto, because some of the schools online, you can't apply online. So I started ringing them, like, because I was at home. So I rang them and they were like, oh yeah, but just to let you know now that, like, the autism class is full, but like, you're welcome to put in an application. And if someone drops out, which no one is going to drop out, like, then you're put on a waiting list and blah, blah, blah. So most of the schools I've applied to are full and I'm on a waiting list. Yeah. I think, as I said, no, it's so far, And these are just schools. They're not even near me, really. They're manageable for me, but they're not like my local schools. Like, they're
right, right.
In around there. And like, you can get onto the scene and everything else, and it's grand for their answer to be, but he will get the school transport, you know.
No, but I that's know, not good enough. No, like,
the school transport is great, and I appreciate the school transport. I know it's great, right? But my point is, why should my child have to go to the opposite side of the county just to get a place? And that's
that,
the problem.
He's a baby. Like, the thought of putting him on to transport for that length of time on his own, it's too much. I can't even imagine.
Oh, listen, they have to. And there's younger than Charlie doing it, like. And they have to, because you've no other choice. Because, like, I've heard all these horror stories about kids getting places, like, nowhere near where they're living. And they're on the bus from 7 o'clock. And they're going, oh, my God, isn't that awful? And now I'm starting to panic, because I'm like, oh, fuck it, this is going to happen to me as well. Like, and I'm not the only one. I'm not saying, Jesus. Every other autism parent I know is probably feeling the same and stressed out and worried about this. But I'm just saying, the added anxiety that you have as parents, because, and I would have thought that I'm a fairly tough cookie, like, and if you, you know, you could throw a lot of shit at me and I manage it. But this weekend now, I was just like, everything went wrong. It started with the printer, that kind of had me rattled. Then people were annoying me. Then I was sick. Everything just went on. And I was like, y'all just back off. Y'all knew this week was coming up where I need to concentrate. Fuck all out of me.
You're not worrying for yourself. You're not stressing for yourself. It's because you're stressing for Charlie. That's why. That's why it gets you.
That's the thing when you have kids as well, right? Listen, I've been through stressful situations before, and I know I'm well able to handle things, but it's a whole different ball game when you have kids. I would start crying at anything with my child, like, and I'm sure you're the same as well. You just feel things so much more, don't you?
Yeah.
For them, like, it's unbelievable. But I was just thinking, it was like, it's crazy, like, even the, not going on about it, but even the expense of printing all these reports, and then I have the added worry. Then I get so odd, because I'm like, I don't want his report being sent to schools and read by anyone. That's personal information.
Yeah,
in that,
no,
like,
I understand that.
Like, why do you have to send them off? Like, why can't you apply? And if they offer you a place, then send in all your reports.
Well,
like, I just think this country, like, they don't plan things out, or they don't. You'd wonder.
To be honest, like, even putting everything into envelopes and posting them off seems a bit mad. It's mad that there wasn't an opportunity to just attach as a PDF and send.
One school left me do that. One school.
That's crazy.
One school.
Now we.
And then I sent Terry over to the post office, and I was like, send them now registered post, right? Because can't get them lost. The thing that send them registered post. Do you know how much? Which I didn't know.
Oh, God. Come on.
Should have planned this. For one envelope, registered post, $9.90.
You're joking me.
$9.90. I did for
all...
not for 30 of them, but for a good few. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had to. Yeah, I had to. And then afterwards, Charlie was like, give me the applications. I will drive around to the school and hand them in. But then I'm so paranoid. I think it's because when Charlie was getting assessed, they lost his reports and all this. So I was like, you literally hand her this and you take a photograph of her with the envelope in her hand. You punches have gone a bit psycho over it as well. But you look, it's done now. The applications are open, I think, until, is it the end of October? So I have all the schools around me here done now, but I'm going to have to, because I didn't realize, I knew things were bad, but I didn't realize they were as bad as what
that
they
bad.
Are. So I'm going to have to start applying to schools in the city, schools further along, like, as well. So it's just an absolute dose. But what I'm saying is, I am so jealous of you, and, you know, because it's every child should, and every parent should just have the choice. If they should, your child should be able to go to your local school, and you should be able to choose what school you want to. Like, for us, we're nearly supposed to be so grateful that we got a place, and it could be the shittiest school going, but you have to take it because you've no other choice. Now, I'm hoping, if you're holy, light a few candles and pray that I get a nice school. And I'm sure I will. But look, every autism parent, I'm sure, is feeling like this. I'm not the only one. But it's just someone was saying to me, you know, like, oh, you should highlight it on the podcast, because, like, it's not as easy as just, oh, I want my child to go to that school down there. The shite that goes with it, like. And then it's all well and good, then there's people and they'll say to you, oh, but you argue it. If they won't give you a place, you argue and you say, my child, and that's all well and good. But when you're a parent, that's absolutely banjaxed from fighting all the time. You kind of go, Jesus, do you have it in you? Like, it's just, it's an absolute dose. But saying that, look, we have another couple of weeks and we'll see what happens. But hopefully there'll be more classes open up or something, maybe. I don't know. And I know the CINOs can be good as well. And I think they can sanction for other classes to be opened up if there's such, you know, a shortfall in spaces. So hopefully, with any bit of luck, like, it's my first time doing anything like this, so I'm not an expert on it at all. And I'm just giving my experience with it. But I can honestly say that this week and this weekend nearly sent me over the edge.
Just put in for two. Strangely enough, like, two schools opened their applications on Monday, but two others are not open until next Monday for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, no, I thought they would all open on the one day, but they don't. But one of them made me laugh because it is a great school. But it was like Ticketmaster. It was like getting Ticketmaster because they had a portal, and the portal went live at 9 o'clock. And there I am sitting in front of the computer, refresh. And then when it went live at 9 o'clock, I was like nearly putting his PPS number in wrong because I was getting so excited. So I had emailed one school at like 8:10. And in fairness to them, they wrote back at 8:30, just confirming that they had received the application. And in the email, I said, here's his application and I'll drop in a hard copy later on today. And they just wrote back to say thanks that they got it.
Oh, you were so organized. So you played online and a hard copy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You're so organized.
Oh, no, yeah, and I'm paranoid too. So the other one then went live at 9. I had it in by 9:03 because I'd already done. And then we dropped Hugh to creche, and then we drove to both schools and we both got out of the car. And here am I thinking, I'm the only psycho. Surely I'm the only psycho. No, there was other psychos. As we were approaching the door of the school, there was daddies in particular with their little envelopes. And I was like, look. Now you see, you tell me I was crazy, but look at these other people. So there was other people going up with their handheld applications as well. So look, I've done both of them. If he gets either one of those schools, I would be very happy. Good. But nevertheless, on Monday, I will go to the other two schools also just to cover my bases. Because and I know I'm not the same.
Have you been to the schools? Like, because I know now I'm getting a grand tour of a school on Thursday. I'm very excited about it.
But one of the schools, actually. So one of the schools has a little bit of history to it for us. It used to be a mixed school years and years and years ago. And then in the 90s, it actually became a girls' school. And only this year, it has opened up to be a mixed school again. But the bit of history to the school is my dad went to that school as a child.
That'd be lovely, Sophie, got that one, wouldn't it?
It was his school, and this is the very year that it's returned now to being a mixed school. Yeah. And I get emotional because I'm a bit of an emotional wreck these days. I think it's when you get flu, you get a bit emotional, don't you?
Oh, stop listening.
But even when we were walking along, here's me, like, teary-eyed. Like, I'm a softie sometimes. And I was like, my dad would have played in that yard. My dad would have walked up them steps. Now, the same thing about that is I'm in my family home every bloody day of the week. He also walked up them steps and he also
but it's different. It is different, like it is.
Walking along going, my dad would have played there when he was little, because it's an old school and like it's on its original grounds and it's original, like it's a beautiful place. But I was like along going, when my dad was four, he would have been playing out there and he would have been in the Lena there. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, it'll be lovely. So look, if
they're near you as well, aren't they?
Oh yeah, like no distance away. Yeah. They're catchment area, like, so
brilliant.
I think on Dave cycles on the bike, I think it's like 5 minutes.
That's grand.
So, I mean, it's literally nothing. If he gets one of those, it'd be 5 minutes on the bike. Now, funny enough, 5 minutes on the bike, but you could be half an hour in a car because
traffic and everything. Yeah, and school traffic is crazy. Like,
yeah, no, he's only up the road. Yeah. So please, hopefully, fingers crossed, and I do hope you get some good news as well.
And, and you know what it is as well? It's just the waiting, isn't it? So like from now until November is like, it's a long time. Like, it's a long bloody time. And I remember, like, when I shouldn't be laughing, like, but when we got Charlie assessed, you know, you go for your assessment and all, and then they leave you waiting 2 weeks. And it's like, and your nerves are just such a, and that's the way I feel now. Like, and I know I'm a nervous Nelly anyway. Like, I'm always like this.
Oh, I am.
especially with Charlie. Well. So I'll be up in a heap now until November.
Anything like, that's outside of your control. I get palpitations. Like I need to know. Like I almost want to be hacking into their computer. I want to see who's looking at it. How are they making the decision? Like how? Like I get a bit.
I'm literally like I'm going up Thursday now to look at the school. In fairness, the principal was lovely. They were like, oh, you know, come up and have a look around the school. And I was like, I'm telling you now, best foot forward now Thursday. Will I bring up scones? Will I home make scones and bring them up to our what?
Like, I dressed nice. Like, I actually dressed nicely and I'll going up there. Now, I met nobody but the secretary. Like, literally, she just opened her little thing. But I was like, dress nice, Dave. You dress nice as well. Yeah. Now, we go up there together and we have our little envelope. Yeah. Like, and I'm thinking this is going to make... The envelope probably went on a pile with all
probably,
the
other... Yeah, but in your head, you've gone in there like a second Stepford wife and you're like, hello, I would love my child to get to attend to her. What's your look at? Oh, it is what it is like. But look, fingers crossed anyway for you.
And for you. I really do hope you get what you want.
Yeah, because like, who's going to reimburse me for my pages? And that printer can go and... fuck itself.
I would have gone out in that car like a courier and I'd have been driving around girls and I'd have been taking selfies of myself with the form outside the school. this is me.
I told him, I was like, just go in and take, like, when you give the envelope, no, like, tell her, like, that's very, very important. Like, and like, I was actually going to go, could you ask her to like hold it up there so you can get a photograph of your wife to tell him that you handed it in?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm like that.
Nuts. But anyway.
I actually went to collect Hugh one day from school and he does be playing out in the background. Now, I love Hugh's school, in case anybody's listening. I actually very fond of the school. He's doing really well there, nice classmates, etc., etc. Anyway, I went to, they play in the garden, and sometimes when you knock the door, they don't hear you because, like, obviously kids are playing or whatever. Yeah. So I knocked at the door, and then I didn't want to be aggressive, so I just waited a couple of minutes. Then I knocked again, and they didn't hear me. And then a man came who was tall enough to wave over the fence, and they came and opened the door. And she says to me, now, you know, collection time is 2:00. And I was like, I'm standing here since 2:00. And she's like, yeah, okay, just, you know, what is it, ratio? Oh. And I was like, okay, all right. Now, she's lovely. Actually, this woman is lovely. And maybe she really did think I was late. I don't know.
Oh, but she did. That sounds like she was giving me a dig, like, as if,
yeah,
you know.
Whenever I go now, I walk up to the school gate and I take a picture. Do you?
And timestamp it. Proof I was here at 2:00. I was here at 1:58, actually.
Like, it happens again, I can be like, actually, I was here.
Yeah.
And whatever. It's so offended. I was like,
and did you say it to her? Did you be like, I actually knocked and you didn't hear me?
I said it nicely because you never want to follow. You know yourself.
You don't want to follow.
And they are a good school and he does do very well there. And I think they're very fond of him. So I just kind of went, oh no, I'm actually here a while. I know the kids are playing. Sometimes I don't know if you hear the door. And she kind of did look as much to say. Now, from what I understand, the other person, they're always late. So maybe it was meant.
Oh, they could have been directing it at him, yeah. Or else they went, that's that Audrey Fitzhagen. Look at her. She's probably doing Instagram stories outside. Check out my outfit, guys.
No.
Feck the child. Look at my jumper.
They're very good. They're very, they're very maternal. They're nice. Yeah. Like, they care. You know what I mean? They do care. But
I love that.
You know, yeah, I do take the picture at the old school gate as I go now, because I was just like, oh my God.
It makes such a difference, doesn't it, when the teachers are so, like, Charlie's teachers as well in the SNAs, they are so, so good. Like, and now, saying that, Charlie is still crying going into school, but it's not them. Like, because the other day I actually sent to one of the SNAs, I was like, I'm so sorry, like, because every time he's coming in bawling, and he's grand after 5 minutes. I just think, you know, when they're an only child as well, they're just, like, Charlie's just so used to the two of us, he doesn't really see anyone else.
Yeah.
So I was saying that to Charlie as well, like, we're going to have to really try and even just go to soft play areas, playgrounds,
socialize him a bit,
because that's what's wrong. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, we're just so cool and we're so much fun as well. He doesn't want to leave us, like, which is understandable, like.
But it does make a difference. When they hand him out to me, when they give him out, they'd be like ruffling his hair or like whatever. Like it is quite maternal. They are very loving, and that's good because I always worry about that. I always think, I remember when I handed him first, I was like, but they can't love him. Like he's just going to be one of 20 or whatever that is. And I'm like, and they can't, but I actually think they kind
They
of do
do.
love the kids, and they do, like,
They do.
yeah, it is
I actually
nice.
think it's a great job. I think it's a great, I think if
Would
my
you
time
do?
over, if things were different and I had my time over, I think I would have loved to have been a teacher. Now that I know, knowing what I know now, I would love to be an SNA. And I've seriously thought about going back to do a course to be to
It's
go an
not too
SNA.
late. I know girls like our own
Oh no,
age that have
yeah,
gone back to
I
do
know,
it now.
yeah.
Like,
I actually think I'd love to do it because I think it's, you know, when you're an autism parent yourself, like you're like that now, like when you're putting Hugh in. But see, I have the added thing where Charlie can't talk or he can't tell me, you know, someone is
yeah.
Adam, aren't they? And that's where I get really worried. Whereas I would love, you know, if I saw parents coming in, that I'd be like, hello, I've been
Don't
here.
worry
This
about
be
it.
your
I've
child.
got
I will
this.
love it like my own. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I'd love it.
I have an aunt that only went into SNA in her 50s. Like, I
Yeah,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, I mean,
I
if it
was
was
thinking there was
something.
a, no, of course I'm too late now, like, but there was a course started there about a week ago. And I remember I came across it there only about 2 days before it started. And I went and I actually said, you know what, now I'm going to do that. And then I just got distracted. But it's something I'm thinking of. I might go back and do it. Like, even if I never, you know, change careers or whatever, just to have it. So the option
Yeah.
is there if I want to do it. Do you know what I
Of
mean?
course. Of course. And yeah, well, don't rule it out. Like, and
No. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, so that's the school places done and dusted. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, right? Remember we brought in a little section there last week, the scarlet for you, and we ran
yeah.
about the Crocs, right? And then I'm scrolling through Instagram today, and there I see Audrey on her stories going, "What do you think of these shoes? Do you know those bloody Ugg shoes? I think they're just Crocs without the ventilation. Do you know, without the holes? They're awful. And you like them, do you?"
I kind of do, but sometimes you know when the internet keeps pushing something on you
Yeah.
and they brainwash you over time into thinking you like it. I can't tell whether I like it of my own accord or it's been shoved down my throat for so long now that I just think I like it. However, those ones on my page, so if anyone's listening and hasn't seen it, they're kind of like an UGG slipper. They're kind of like a slipper. They are really, aren't they? Like they'd be,
They're
it's
Crocs
they're,
without the holes. They're beige
yeah.
Crocs without the holes. That's what they are.
Right, I see
Granny
them with
slippers.
that. Here's my vision, okay? I have the those on with my brown leggings and my little Teddy Fort Arc fleece, and I think that'd be gorgeous. I think that'd be lovely. That'd be like a real slouchy Sunday kind of an outfit. I do think it would look good. I really, I think I
Each
do.
to their own, like, but I mean, they're no good then in the rain, really, are they? They just get
No,
very
well,
soggy.
Uggs in general are no good
Oaks are
in the
no,
rain.
yeah.
No, Uggs are no. But they do feel like little clouds. And
Do you know what it is? Probably because I've never had Uggs. Like, I
oh,
never liked even. Do you remember when the Ugg boot era was around and everyone was wearing the Ugg boots? And half the time, the Ugg boots didn't fit them. So, like, their heel was
they
sticking
were
into the.
walking in,
Yeah. So they looked like your feet were like that. Like, I never liked the Ugg boots, but I never, so obviously I never tried them. But it's like Crocs, people say, like you've only said it last week, once you put your
yeah,
feet into Crocs,
I
you never
actually
take them out. I'll stop now.
leopard
Look
print
at
Crocs.
them!
They're my leopard print Crocs. They have a basketball player on it because my nephew
Oh,
puts
they
them
are
on,
something
but he
else.
comes off. But like leopard print and zebra print, that's my Croc.
Audrey. You're like
Yeah.
Bette Lynch gone wrong from Carnation Street, like God Almighty. Do you go in public now with them, like?
I do now, and I've collected Hugh wearing them a few times. Like, yeah, they crack into my daily life. They wear for around the house. Then one day I wore them out by accident, and now I wear them on purpose.
See, that's what
Like I
happens,
wear them out
right?
on purpose. But
That's what
those Ugg
happens.
clippers, even say with this shirt I've on me now, I
It
think
would go
this
with
would have
that,
it,
yeah.
wouldn't they?
Yeah, it
So
would.
I'm kind of thinking like maybe put them on the old Santa list is what I'm thinking.
Listen, do it, do it, do it. But there are one things though that are on my scarlet for you list. I'm just not a, but I'm not a fan. But then again, maybe I should give them a try. And Crocs, maybe I should give Crocs a try.
I could see you putting Crocs on and never going back. You'll
Yeah,
never
probably
go back.
wouldn't. No, and I would be one of these ones that would I'd nearly put on my dressing gown then and go shopping as well. Like people that go out in their pajamas and dressing gowns, you'd be like, oh my God. But like, I'm sorry now. Who's the most comfortable bitch up in the street then? Like, do you know what
Do
I
you know
mean?
what's making a comeback that I am going to have to put it in the Scarlet For You list? Have you, I don't know if you've seen this yet. skirts over jeans. Remember? Remember,
yeah.
There was like,
they're not coming back, are they?
They are back. I saw them in Zara and I thought it was like ironic or whatever, but it's not. It's real. They're back. Little quarter skirts over jeans, full skirts over jeans. And even I saw this beautiful young girl that I see. I met her once. She was at that Floormar event. I don't want to say her name because I shouldn't be running her down. She'd laugh if she heard me even commenting. She's so pretty and slim and stylish, and she's probably about 22. And she had a full slip dress on over a pair of wide leg jeans. That was her look. Like, I mean, you know, like a satin teen strap slip dress and but a pair of wide leg denim jeans underneath the dress.
She's ahead of her time if it is coming back. Do you know what? Half of me is like, ugh, but half of me is like, oh my God, this really brings me back to like Samantha Mumba days. Days, you know, where you Saints. Thought you were unreal. Oh my God, All Saints. I saw the reel you had up of Rita Ora's. Come here, Rita Ora's fashion range and Penny's as well.
Stop it, it's brilliant. It's
you
amazing.
Think so?
It's the best thing that they've ever had. I'm not joking you. I have the dress here behind me. All her sizing is generous. So anybody, I know a few people were like, what's the sizing like? Generous. Go in there, you'll feel great. Yeah. Go in there and you'll everything is slightly oversized, but I think that's her look.
Yeah.
I think it's the best range that I have ever seen Penny's do. And I really mean that. Like my mom bought me a coat and I'll get that for my birthday. And my sister bought me a coat and I'll get that for my birthday. I bought now a little top that didn't fit on my boobs and I was raging because I loved it, but I brought it back, swapped for a full length sleeve dress, put a little belt around it. I was going to wear it to work today and it's too nice. It's too, like, I need someone to ask me out. It's gorgeous on. It fits lovely. €20, Lorna. Jeez. €20 for a dress that's good enough to wear out. Like, if I ever went anywhere,
yeah,
it'd be good enough to wear out. I think it's the best and the quality. Now, people are saying the prices in Penny's has gone up a little bit and I do agree. I have noticed an increase in pricing in some things, but in this particular range, I think the quality equals the slight increase in price. I think
good.
It's fair.
Good,
like,
yeah.
yeah. I got excited when I went in there because on Instagram, like you, like probably everybody else, I kept seeing all these Insta huns, and I mean young ones. I kept seeing like and young, like early to mid 20s, say, going to the Rita Ora range. And I was kind of like, right, well, tap on. Nothing there for me. Like,
yeah.
When I went in, it's so diverse. Like, there's loads. I got a pinstripe midi length skirt, perfect for work, gorgeous. Like, it's a really. The range kind of covers everything from if you were going back to college, going to school, it's your going on a night out, it's for going to work, it's for Saturday going shopping. Like,
yeah,
I think it's the best range I've ever seen Penny's do.
What you want. Like, I need to go in there now and have a look, but I, like, because I've only seen the stuff online, and like that, I got a fierce bang of like 90s vibes off it.
The
cargo
yeah.
pants. That now, that crochet thing that could only be described as it wouldn't even keep your shoulders warm because. I don't get these crop top things that are coming back because they're not even crop top. They will cover your boobies if you have, you know, a double
you're
A.
Looking at my boobies there. It
yeah.
stopped here.
Yeah.
Like, see? All this boob was underneath.
Like, come here. If you're over 30, your boobs are hitting your belly button. Do you know what I mean? So, come on now. Like, do you know what I mean?
No. That's a pity that one didn't work for me. But I mean, like, for young ones, that would have worked. I just love the color, that ombre.
It was lovely.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But all her, she's loads, and it's such a full range. It really is. There's shoes, boots, bags, there's accessories. I've never seen any range in Penny's that actually spans across. Like, there's earmuffs, scarves, gloves. Like, it's actually right across, head to toe. You could dress yourself in the range.
That's
and
good.
I think price-wise, it's not bad. Like, it's not bad. Like I said, the jumper I brought back was €18. I swapped that for a full dress, £20. Now, if you can go on a night out wearing a dress that cost you £20, you're winning.
Yeah, you're laughing.
Like, what did I wear to work today? Oh, I went in the H&M thing today. But I mean, I have a whole new wardrobe because my reckless spending has gone through. I've just gone wild. But I can't help myself when I walk into Penny's and I see things at those prices. Like, it's just, it's too good. I went out there to, I saw the boys. I saw Darren and Joe.
Oh, you're a pure fangirl with them, aren't you?
I laughed so much. They're brilliant. But I wore, going out there, I wore a little skirt that I got in Penny's for like €14 with a top that I got in H&M for like less than €20. You know, like, I dress, like, I think Penny's has come on so much that you can nicely dress yourself for a night out for like less than £50 head to toe. And
that's what you want. The only thing I don't like about Penny's, and it's not Penny's, it's just the trend now as well. their winter boots. Did you see them? A lot of them look like wellies. Or is that just me? Did you see some of the boots? Like they're very, I don't like them. And I know that's going, it's going to be like the old little shoe things. They're going to take off and I'll end up in a pair of feckin' welly boots. And I don't want to be
wearing them. Isn't it terrible? Like they just push, I remember when skinny jeans came out at first, I was a naughty's girl and naughty's girls wore huge, like I'm sure you did, huge flares, the ones that got soaked in the rain.
Yeah,
that's what we wore. And when they brought out skinny jeans at first, I thought they were disgusting,
horrible,
repulsive. I hated them. I was like, oh no. I remember even putting them on, I felt like I was in scuba gear. I was like, I hate them. But then over time the industry wore me down and they did,
and that's what happened.
And now
everything is coming back. Like I remember my mother saying like, the flares will come back, and you're kind of going like, yeah, whatever. Like, but now you can see like the baggier jeans are coming back and stuff, and you're
I'm happy about that because I'm bigger on my upper hat. I'm top heavy, like, so I actually love the baggy bottom because it kind of levels instead of looking like an inverted triangle, which is like if they kind of balance me out a little bit. So I'm very happy about all the white legs. So that whole Rita Ora range, somebody deserves a raise because I think they nailed it.
Yeah, but I will say, Audrey, your videos are coming on very well because even these, I saw you try to do a little bit of a try on there the other day, and I like it. But the thing about the videos, and we're on Instagram a lot, and we'll be on our stories probably most days and stuff. But like on Facebook, I have a lot of followers on Facebook more than what I have on Instagram and stuff. And I've put videos up there that would go viral or whatever you want to call it, right? I could post the same video on Instagram and like you get no views on it, it'd be shite. Like, so I cannot figure out like this algorithm and all this. So you put up a video there of New York. Tell us about that on TikTok.
Well, the people on our podcast now are going to laugh at me because I'm not making this up. I have a master's. You're going to say that you wouldn't wipe your arse with it. I have a master's in social media communications. I really do. I went to DCU. I studied and I got an MA in social media communications. So I should understand this and I absolutely don't. I did a little video of New York. So if anyone, I was in New York, we spoke about that last week, but during the week, New York had terrible weather. There was flooding and the place went to absolute crap. I think they said they got more rain in one day than they had done in like a whole month more rainfall. And places in bits, and Central Park was flooded. And I was scrolling TikTok and I saw someone else's video of Central Park and it was in bits. And I was like, oh my God, isn't that crazy? I was literally only there a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So in 2 minutes, I just took my videos and I stitched them together with that person's video. Now I left them and that they got full credit. I left their details on it. I wasn't just trying to steal their work. So I took my video, their video, stuck it together and I shoved it out. At the same time, I shoved it on Instagram and I shoved it on TikTok. And my caption was basically like, wow, look how quickly things can change. Look what a difference a week makes. On Instagram, I think it got like 42 likes. I think it was brutal. But like this, it just went up and it flopped and that was fine. And on TikTok, I'm only on TikTok a very short time. So I hadn't even checked in. And next thing I looked and it said I had like 67 notifications on TikTok. And I was like, what the hell? What? The last I checked, that video has over 120,000 impressions. Like literally hundreds of likes, shares, saves.
That's gas, isn't it?
I don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't get like how did it go so viral? And I think that counts as viral. I think if it goes.
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't wonder. I never kind of spend time on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. But I find TikTok like Instagram. Maybe it's because we're just set in our ways, and we're both so used to Instagram, and we have our followers, we have our regular people that would interact with us. TikTok to me is like the Wild West. Like you don't know
it's
who anyone
scary,
is.
Isn't it?
It's scary, and people can come on and say whatever. You'd nearly be afraid to post a video in case someone goes, "Oh, look at that idiot!" Like it's just brutal. But the videos I'm posting lately, I'm getting kind of nice comments. Like, but I've a fair bit of a following on TikTok. I've 18,000 followers on TikTok, which is good. Like, I think it's good
Nothing. I've only a few hundred. That's why this video took me by surprise. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how. Because I'm only on TikTok since my summer holidays. I only joined it like I think in July or August. So I'm very new. I've only a handful of followers. So this video gone viral, I'm like, who chooses?
How does it work? Yeah.
How did it work? How did the internet decide like what works and what doesn't? And I'm actually genuinely thinking I'm going to go back and do, I won't do another master's or a degree. I haven't got it in me, but I think I will go back and do like a digital marketing course or something, just to better understand what the hell,
what's going on, like,
how does it work, like,
yeah.
And there's people that are like famous on TikTok and nobody's on Instagram, like, you know, like,
do you know what I feel, right? I feel Instagram is nearly like the preferred social media of the slightly elderly.
The mammies. No, I agree. The mammies,
right? Because TikTok is, it's bonkers. If we be honest about it, right? If you when I go to bed, I will turn on TikTok and you'll flick through. And you, there's the Audrey, I'm telling you. I don't know, is it coming up on your main page or my main page? But they're off their game, right? It's the ones that think they're in a computer game. I said this before. Have you seen them?
I don't get that. No, that doesn't come up for me.
Oh my God, mine is flooded with it. And I don't know why. I'm like, what is this? And they're nuts. Like, they're nuts. There's people, I'm telling you, they're bonkers. Or the, no, I do get such a kick out of the ASMR. I don't even know what that stands for. But you know, where they're literally like, making all the noise, and they're whispering on. I'm obsessed with that. Obsessed. I watched it first and I was like, look, this is stupid. If I'm telling you, if you watch one of those videos, you will be out like a light watching it. If you can't,
I would. Do you know what comes up on my TikTok? Well, I get a lot of try on hauls. I see a lot of that kind of stuff. I get hauls. I always get babies. Babies just doing funny or cute things, or big brothers meeting their new baby sibling and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, see, I'd like that now. Yeah. Why do I get all weird stuff? So
I get a lot of that. But I watch, and it actually brings me great peace. I'll watch a 10-minute video about. From this guy, and he goes to like a wall, a big wall, and then like there'd be a beehive inside the wall, and he'll take away the bricks and he'll like find the queen bee, and he put the queen bee in a box, and then all the bees will come out of the hive and go to the box, and I'll sit there for 10 minutes watching that. Yeah, I will watch,
so distracted.
Or beehives,
you know, did you ever come across, it's like classic EastEnders part 36,
randomly you land on
part 36, and then you're like, oh, part 37, and before you know it, you are in part 104, and you're like, oh my god. Yeah. And it's
Whole movies on TikTok. That's why I think I've got no attention span, because I can just, or do you know what I'll watch? I don't watch it on TV, but that midwife's program, what is it? Called the Midwife.
I love that. That always reminds me of when I was pregnant with Charlie. I started watching Call the Midwife, and obviously I thought I was a midwife then, like, 'cause I'd watched a couple of episodes. And I will never forget the night when my waters broke. I was obsessed with Call the Midwife, and I think they had a season of it on Netflix, so I think I was on like the second last episode, and I still I'm not even going to go into my labour story, right, but I remember I was 9 months pregnant, obviously, you know, big Betty, like. But for some reason, I decided I'd dive into the bed, right? So I was so excited to hop into bed because we had the telly in the bedroom and I was going to watch Call the Midwife, you know, packing a Maltesers week for myself. Hopped into the bed and literally, like, I don't know, you had a cesarean, did you?
Yeah.
I've only seen your waters breaking, like, on telly, like, you know, so I hopped on the bed. It was literally, it was like something popped, right? And I still sat there and I went, oh, didn't realize what had happened, right? So I got up, and Audrey, all I could say was like fucking Niagara Falls, right? But what happened to me then is I thought it was hilarious, so I burst out laughing and said, normal people now would go, oh my god, my waters. Still didn't cop that it was my waters. I actually started laughing and I was going, am I actually like pissing myself here? Stop it, right? Then it dawned on me what it was. And my house is a 3-story house, right? So I was up the top of the house.
Oh, no.
Carrie was down the end of the house. So, no, I'm a dab hand at roaring. He couldn't hear me. So. But at the same time, I don't know why I found it so funny. Like,
get hysterical in crazy situations. Yeah. I laugh when I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah. I was literally bent over the bed. Now, the hands were on the bed. And the more I was looking down at this big puddle, I thought it was hilarious. Then at one stage I went, oh my god, my wooden floor, right? Because I was like, do you know, I didn't want my wooden floor to be wrecked. Right? So I was like, oh no. So anyway, I rang Terry on the phone and he answered the phone. He's like, yeah. And I was like, hello, I think my waters might be breaking there. And they say, Jesus Christ. So he ran up the stairs. Then I just got in convulsions altogether at the thoughts. I was picturing him walking in the room and all he's going to see is my arse, like, and me standing over with the literally water, and like, I burst out laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was the absolute most hilarious thing that ever happened to me. and then obviously releasing what was actually happening. But like, just to let you know, if anyone is pregnant, just don't be afraid of that, because they don't tell you this in your antenatal class. It's not like in the films where you go, oh, there's a little paddle. That's not it at all. It's a full flow, like, it's a full flow, and it doesn't stop, and you can't cut it off. It doesn't stop. It's brutal. But it was one of the funniest things I think that's ever happened to me. My water's breaking. One of the funniest things. Actually, if you're going onto my Instagram, I've highlighted about my childbirth story, because like, that was just a whole other thing, but that was just one part of it. I went totally off there, but that's why I was watching Call the Midwife, and I can't watch Call the Midwife since, because it just reminds me
anymore. I can't watch Unborn every minute. No, yeah. I'd be in bits.
No, I can't. Like, I full on like start bawling every time.
Oh, I cry. I can't do it. Like,
and then there was the Irish ones. Remember, like, the Rotunda was on and stuff like that. No, I never watched them.
Never did. I couldn't do it like... altogether.
But anyway, so that's that. There are videos, our TikTok videos. You're flying it there with your little fashion hauls. I was flying it as well with my little... I did a video as well talking about algorithms and stuff with trying on a pair of Tesco jeans, right? Literally, I bought these Tesco jeans, tried them on, you know, did a video, and then I put my voice over it, right? Like that now, like your video, literally a 5-minute thing, throw it up. It has the most views of any video I've ever posted on Instagram. And I'm going, do you know what? The work I put into some of my videos.
I know, I was just going to say, this time you'd sit there for ages making something, putting it together, really putting a lot of time and effort into it, and it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
And then your 5-minute video goes...
And I don't know, do people just think it's hilarious that I'm trying on clothes or what, like, because I'm the most ungirliest girl ever, like, but you know what the joke is? You know what I'm going to do now? Because I'm going to start, I'm trying to start acting like a woman, Audrey. And I can't fake tan. Like, I just think... Oh, I'm just like, oh my God, it's an awful lot of effort, like, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, too, I am resembling a corpse, right? So I'm going to do a fake tan video one day. I'm going to try the fake tan. Actually, whether it's streaky or anything now, mind your business.
You did a good video there recently with your pose, and then you're like, blogger pose to the left, blogger pose to the right.
Yeah.
I need you to make that sound available so I can start using that sound when I do my try-ons.
Yes, I shall do that. I'll actually probably do a tutorial video on how to pose, Audrey, because...
Thank you.
I'm an influencer now.
I know. Well, yeah.
God's sake, I wish. Anyway, that's it so for this week, and we will be back again next week. Now, just to let you know as well, I know you're going to be like, oh my God, how come they don't talk about this? The Irish Podcast Awards, if you haven't heard us saying it before, the voting is still open. So it is for the Listener's Choice Award. And we would absolutely love if you could go over and give our little podcast a vote. So when you go on to the Irish Podcast Awards, you're just voting for hola, comma, bonjour, konnichiwa, and it'll pop up there for you. And I think you just have to put in your email as well just to confirm your vote. But we would really, really appreciate that. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us at Ola the Podcast on Instagram, or you can send us an email, olathepodcast@gmail.com. So we'll be back again same time next week.
Hopefully a bit earlier.
Hopefully a bit earlier, because we were actually meant to do it. We were meant to do it Sunday, wasn't it? And then I literally messaged you Monday. I was like, I totally forgot about Sunday. And then I was
same.
Yeah, and then we just went, fuck it, we'll do it tonight. But so we are trying to get more
reliable, more consistent. Dependable.
We are professional.
If podcasting.
Anything, yeah, listen, we're amazing. See you soon. We'll be announcing our live podcast soon. Go on, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.